For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Woo! What a statement win for your Miami Heat, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you may be asking yourself, does a 13-point win versus Detroit Pistons count as a statement win? And I'd say when you just came off a four-game losing streak, when you lost to the Wizards, yes, it does, because as Heat fans, we kind of need to take all we can get. Plus, the Pistons have actually been playing very well. They won like two in a row or something, or maybe three in a row, three out of the last four, something like that. I don't know. But regardless, going into this game, I think the Heat were like 8-point favorites. That didn't mean nothing to me as a Heat fan, because I think we were all pretty nervous going into this one, because I'm not going to say it's a must-win game, because it's still, the middle of March. And there's no must-win games at this point of the season, but it was a don't-lose game. Shout out to Brandon Tobin. I know he always be saying that too. This was a don't-lose game, as is the next game versus the Detroit Pistons. And I know a lot of Heat fans were a little weary after that first half, in which the Miami Heat were up 2 points. But in that third quarter is where they really grabbed the bull by the horns. Took like I think they actually went up as high as 18. But went up into that fourth quarter up 12 and never really looked back. And you're not going to blow out teams from the jump, so I'm actually quite satisfied with the end result. Obviously, they win by 13, but it really wasn't even that close. Now, I've been on record kind of saying a lot of times that I don't care how many points you win by, because I firmly believe in professional sports, a win is a win. So I don't care if you win by 1 point. I don't care if you win by 30. But I've also said, sometimes when you're looking bad, you need kind of a breakout game like this where you look very well and win by a... Who is texting me? That's right. It's my boy, Eric, because I told him to tell me on my parlay in which we cashed, baby. It's a little blurry there. And also, I don't want to show you how much money he bet. But for plus 210 odds, we got the Heat to win. We got Simone Fontecchio over 10 points, which, my God, is that a lot. That dude is a random scrub Heat killer, Hall of Famer, officially stamped and certified after today. That boy finished with 24 points, 9-16, 5-8-3. Damn, that boy, he's kind of good. And he's my Italian brethren as well, so I really don't hate him. But we also had Bam over 5 rebounds, Jalen Duran 8 rebounds, and then Terry, Jimmy, and Bam to get 10 points. So kind of what I like to do on this anonymous player prop betting app that doesn't sponsor me, so I won't say their name, is I kind of just like to bet the alternates. You know what I mean? Bam, 5 boards. Jimmy and Bam, Terry, Rozier, 10 points. Easy stuff. You stack those up, you get plus 210 odds. Next thing you know, you could turn a little bit of profit doing that. Anyway, shout out my boy, Eric. But as I was saying, this was a win that I did want to win by a substantial amount, because I do think it's important, just from like a confidence standpoint, to start feeling good about yourselves to have a pretty significant win. And it's not like this was a perfect game by any stretch of the imagination for the Heat, but you didn't want to be in a dogfight versus the Detroit Pistons after this rough little four-game skid they're on. You wanted to come out today and play very, very well. You got a little bit of aggressive Jimmy Butler from the jump. Only finished with 14 points tonight, 5 of 11 for him. So really nothing crazy as he continues to maybe get back into coasting mode. Like we always say, he picks and chooses his spots. Things got really bad during a 7-game win streak. We saw Jim VP for a little bit, and now he's taking a little bit more of a back seat. At least I hope so. A lot of Heat fans are being scared that we're starting to see washed up Jimmy Butler. I don't think that's the case, because we saw the same thing last year. And the second the clock ticked April, or the calendar ticked April, and the playoffs started, we saw that boy go into playoff Jimmy mode, and I am expecting to see the same thing this year. I am, because Jimmy has set those expectations for us as Heat fans. The one concerning thing, though, people have been pointing out with Jimmy Butler is the free throw attempts. Again, tonight he only had 5 of them. So that's something that Spoelstra mentioned in the last press conference, too. He said the NBA hasn't given him no memo that the refs are changing the way they officiate games. But today, Adam Silver or someone actually did kind of put out a statement. It was confusing to me. It essentially said something like, there's been no memo sent out, but the officials are going to have a different focus on what they do during games. Like, what the hell does that mean? Does that mean you're not going to call fouls no more? You're going to be more lenient? I don't understand. Either way, it shouldn't impact a guy like Jimmy Butler that much because he's not a foul baiter. He's a guy that goes in there, attacks the paint with a head of steam, and looks for the contact. So I do hope that Jimmy Butler, you know, will start to get his free throw attempts up eventually. But again, I think that'll come closer to playoff time when he's ready to kind of get back into the swing of things. Shout out Bam Adebayo, who had another great game tonight after, I think, playing or after having a very poor stretch. But I do think he was fine, or at least a little bit better in the last couple. Now today, Bam Adebayo only finished with 22-7. Well, let me not say only, or 22-9, because those are decent numbers, especially since he shot 10 of 14, which is sensational. But in that second quarter, he took over the game. 16 second quarter points, and the man hit another triple with all the confidence in the world. Not no end of shot clock triple. The boy walked into it, squared up, elbow in, followed through, full extension. Beautiful. Back-to-back games with a 3 from Bam Adebayo. I don't know if it's reason to get excited as a Heat fan, because who knows how sustainable it is, but I'll tell you this, if he does it next game, then your boy is going to get very, very excited. Nikola Jokic with a little bit of a bounce-back game for himself as well. Finished with 7 points, 5 rebounds. Now, he only played 15 minutes. The couple games in, you know, since he's been starting the last couple weeks, the couple times we saw him play, you know, 20-plus minutes is when he was playing the backup center. But last game versus the Denver Nuggets, Thomas Bryant obviously had a pretty nice stint. So we saw some more Thomas Bryant today. And I do think he was fine in the minutes that he played. Tonight, Thomas Bryant, 17 minutes, 11 points, 5 rebounds. So if Thomas Bryant can continue this level of play, he'll get that backup role until Kevin Love gets back. At this current point, we have no idea when that'll be. But hopefully Kevin Love is back soon, because I don't want to rely on Thomas Bryant, especially as long as he's shooting that 3. The boy had a couple bricks today. I do like the confidence, but very clearly you trust Kevin Love out there more. Also tonight, you had Duncan Robinson with a monster third quarter. He's really the guy that helped the game kind of get expanded. You know, he was a big part of that like 12 or 15-0 run that he had. Hit back-to-back-to-back triples. The boy was swaggering all over the court, and he actually hit his 999th triple. So next game, all he needs is 1-3, and he will be the fastest player in NBA history to reach 1,000 triples. Duncan Robinson. That's crazy. Because a couple years ago, we remember, it was like every other week, fastest to 200 triples, fastest to 300, fastest to 400. Then he obviously had a down year last year, so it's still nice to know that he's on pace as one of the greatest shooters of all time, and he will be the fastest person to reach 1,000 career threes on Sunday when he gets one to go. Terry Rozier keeps stringing along these good games. He shot 5 of 15, which is pretty terrible, but I do like the 18 points and 5 rebounds and 0 turnovers for Terry Rozier. So although he wasn't efficient tonight, as long as he can play point guard without turning the ball over and still get you some points, get to the free throw line a little bit, that's something I'm still happy with, because he is providing offense. And I do want to note too, I forgot, as far as Duncan Robinson, the man was connecting with Bam Adebayo quite well today. Now, that's not to say that Tyler Hero can or doesn't have plays like these as well, you know, where he lobs it up to Bam and little pocket pass and stuff like that, but it's very clear the connection that those two have, and we're just starting to see more and more evidence of why I think Duncan Robinson should stay inserted in that starting lineup, particularly over Tyler Hero. But outside of the bench here, we already talked about Thomas Bryant. Jaime Jaquez really didn't do too much today, 1 of 5 for him. But and Patty Mills, 15 minutes for him, 0 of 4. The interesting thing about that, though, is a lot of people are wondering why Patty Mills has deserved to get run over DeLon Wright. I like Patty Mills a lot. I actually do like DeLon Wright a lot. And we've seen the Heat get cooked by a lot of these bigger guards, or just, I guess, guards in general last game. Jamal Murray didn't do a lot last game. But, you know, Denver has size, and Patty Mills is not all that big. DeLon Wright actually provides a little bit of size. He's 6'5 at that guard position. So people were wondering why we didn't see him last game, why we didn't see him today against a bigger Cade Cunningham. I don't have a great answer for that. I'd like to think that Spo's just kind of seeing what he has, but we really only saw DeLon Wright for one game when he started against the Kings, and he played very well. He played very, very well. And we've seen Patty Mills for a few games now, and I think he's played well as well. But, you know, I like DeLon Wright too, you know, and I think he provides something defensively at that guard position that this Heat team can desperately use. But that's not something I'm really freaking out about like a lot of other Heat fans. But outside of that, we got to talk about Caleb Martin, the last bench player today that's really left a mark on his game. 18 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists for him, 8 of 14 from the field. The man was cooking all over the place. And it's weird with him because every time he shoots a 3, I think it's going in. I don't know if I'm alone on that, but I feel like it does. And the reason it's weird is because he used to slash still kind of does have that little hitch in his shot, but he's gotten rid of it most of the time. If you watch today, Caleb Martin seemed to be pretty smooth. His follow through was pretty fluid, but I do notice sometimes he has that little bit of a hitch, but I feel like that be going in still. Am I alone on that? We know as far as toe on the line, Caleb Martin is the greatest shooter in NBA history. We know this, but just in general from the 3-point line, I always feel like it's going in. And he had a great game today. He's really had a pretty decent last couple weeks. I think he's had like 11 straight games with a 3. So you know we love that for Caleb Martin. Anyways, that's all I got to say for this video. The Heat will run it back versus the Detroit Pistons on Sunday. I don't know if I'll have a video out directly after the game. I think we might be going to the beach for like St. Patrick's Day. The game starts at 3 o'clock. But if I'm home, if I'm able to watch the video, or if I'm able to watch the game, I'll get a video out to y'all. But make sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss it. I greatly appreciate all the support a ton. And I bought some new lights to play around with. I don't know if y'all can tell the difference, but I got to play around with it a little bit. So hopefully we can continue to improve the setup. But I can't do that without y'all's support. So once again, like the video because it really does help me out a lot, as I said earlier. I'll see y'all next time, though. Peace out.
Look, pull up in your city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a headspace. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.